Our next question comes from our Farsi feed at USA Dar Farsi. It's a two-part question from at Amin LV. Ask state, Iran is about to cut off the internet. What's the status of the suitcase internet? And what is the U.S. procedure on the new threat to the U.S. Navy? I assume you mean Amin LV, the threats that the Iranian government's been making to U.S. freedom of navigation in the Straits of Hormuz. First of all, with regard to the internet, I'd like to say that Iran is more adept at blocking the free flow of information to its citizens than almost any other country in the world. And we are deeply concerned about new reports of measures that Iran is taking to curtail internet freedom, including draconian surveillance techniques and the creation of a national internet, which would essentially cut Iran's citizens off from the global internet conversation. When you create these kinds of national intranets, they generally have pre-cleared information and they cut people off. And these kinds of efforts at surveillance with cameras and collecting of personal information sort of chill the environment. They discourage people from using the internet at all. And in that, from that perspective, we consider them violations of the spirit of collaboration and the human rights of Iran's citizens. As Secretary Clinton said in a speech on internet freedom in The Hague last month, creating digital barriers would be disastrous, not only for Iranians, but for the global freedom that the internet represents. She cautioned that breaking the internet into pieces would just create little echo chambers rather than creating a thriving marketplace of ideas. And we want to see the people of Iran be able to participate fully in that global marketplace of ideas. So we are working very hard to assist the people of Iran in challenging and bypassing their government's efforts to draw an electronic curtain down around the Iranian people and to block communication with the outside world, to protect the people who use some of these programs and techniques. I'm not going to get into the specifics here, but I will tell you that we fund a range of programs and initiatives that empower Iranians to access unfiltered information, to speak freely, and to speak safely online. We spend nearly $70 million a year on these programs, both in Iran and around the world. At the same time, we're also developing and distributing new technologies, more than 20 of them, to empower activists around the globe to access censored content on the internet and to communicate with each other and to tell their stories. And to date, we've funded the training of more than 7,500 activists around the world in these programs.